And we welcome you on into Table Talk today. It is our first Wednesday of the month of March. Crazy that we're already to March, moving along. Joining us is Snow College President Brad Cook. President Cook, we are happy to, as always, to have you in studio with us this morning, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Tanner. So happy March.
Can you? Isn't that something?
Hard to imagine that we're blazing through that. Apparently, we're not going to get much relief on the warmth, though.
Not for, I know. March is always my favorite month because usually it starts to warm up, but apparently going to take us a couple extra weeks this year, which if we get the snow, I'm okay with that part, though.
Yeah, I am too.
Excited to have you on today. A lot of topics to talk about, specifically happenings on campus. We had the Tuck Everlasting cast in here for an interview, I think it was just last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. They did a phenomenal job. Lots of great things, upcoming concerts, sports. What updates do you have for us on the busyness that is Snow College's campus?
Boy, you know, this post-COVID, it's been so nice to be able to have our live performances again with live audiences. My wife and I had just saw on Monday Tuck Everlasting, and, you know, I'm just always inspired by the talents of our students. It's just stunning that the music is just powerful. And last night, you know, our choral program and our it just had a beautiful program last night. So yeah, I encourage people to check out the Eccles website to see what's going on there. There's almost something every night.
Sevier Valley Center is always very busy this time of year for good reason. You just hosted state wrestling down there, as well as the 1A state tournament going on starting today. That's just a great facility down there. They do such a great job taking care of the kids and the media and coaches and, you know, fans, whatever the case is. Tip of the hat to that, because that's not an easy event to put on, all those state events.
No, we have such top-notch staff that take that, you know, their jobs very seriously. And it is always a pleasure to be able to have these high schools on the Richfield campus. It gives us an opportunity to kind of showcase Snow College down there. But isn't that facility terrific? It's a point of pride, right, to be able to bring guests to Central Utah and have them be, you know, to see that facility. And for the athletes, I think it's been a great experience for them.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about your athletic teams. A lot of success specifically within the men's and women's basketball programs this past year.
You know, we're very proud of them. Both the men's and women's team played for the region championship. They both came up short, but it was an incredibly hard-fought year. And it just says a lot about the character of our student-athletes, our coaches, just the dedication and the teamwork. You know, we always have to punch above our weight at Snow College.
Right.
Because, you know, we typically have to do more with less than other programs do. So just a real salute to, you know, Coach Zhu and Coach Rob and their staff for getting these kids prepared and really competing at the highest level in the country. It looks like the men will have an at-large bid.
Back
to nationals.
Nice.
And I would love to be able to, you know, be able to face Salt Lake again when we're a little more recovered. And we played something like, you know, an insane number of games over the course of 10 days. And so it just put a lot of, it was very taxing physically.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time they got to the championship, there was just very little left.
Well, glad those at-large bids coming to them, because that's something that's another topic for another time. I could go off about junior college automatic bids. Anyway, getting towards the end of the year, we already mentioned March is here. Before you know it, we'll be having commencement and all that fun stuff. What can you tell us about some of the end-of-the-year activities that will be going on?
Yeah, commencement will be around March 4th and 5th. We'll have 2 days. We'll have a commencement in Richfield, a commencement also in Ephraim. The Lieutenant Governor, Deidre Henderson, has agreed to be our commencement speaker. She's a terrific role model, I think, for our students, someone who's been a dedicated public servant, but also a mother, someone who has tried to balance her life in a way, but that kind of attends to all aspects. So I think of her, you know, of her, of what's important to her. She just finished her degree as well. So it's a story of you know, you know, to be able to endurance and fortitude. So we also have our softball. Our softball teams will start start competing, and we're also looking forward to some spring football. I've been out kind of watching some of the guys. I think next year might be our year.
It's so close. The last couple seasons, Coach Erickson's done a great job. So yes, I'm excited to see what he does in year three. Let's talk a little bit about enrollment updates. What do you have for us when it comes to your overall numbers?
Yeah, you know, over the last 3 years, we've grown about 15%. And our spring numbers were up about 6% from the year before. So more and more students, you know, are finding their way to Snow College. We were able to redirect a lot of the federal stimulus money that we received into the pockets of students so that they can afford it. It's really important for us that higher education be affordable. And so we essentially used about $4 million of the federal stimulus dollars to really open doors for more students, more scholarships, more opportunities. But we continue to grow our technical education programs. That has been a really important part of our strategy. In addition to maintaining our tradition of good general education and transfer education, to be able to have technical and vocational training has been really important to the economy here in this part of the state. So we're very excited about the way that we're growing in a sustainable way. We're about near the end of the legislative session, and I really want to give a shout out to our legislators. We have incredible champions in our local legislators, in Senator Darren Owens, Representative Carl Albrecht, and also Representative Steve Lund. They really, you know, we don't have a lot of legislative voices up there just because of our numbers, but they're disproportionate in their impact and influence. So we really want to thank them for the kinds of support that they've given our priorities moving forward.
Yeah, we'll be having that legislative wrap-up with them here, and probably next week is what I'd assume as the session wraps up. I believe Tuesday is the last day of the session, so crazy.
Actually,
again.
Friday.
Oh, it's this Friday.
Friday.
There you go.
Yeah.
I guess it does end this week. So, one thing I always have been impressed with was Snow College from when I was a little kid until from then a student there till now is just how far your reach is. You reach all, you know, variety of students, whether it's, you know, some people that have done a little college already and maybe want to come back, adult learners, international students, whether you want to be online. Just tip of the cap to you guys for making that so accessible to everyone. You kind of already touched on that, but
yeah,
phenomenal.
I really think this is an important part of our mission at Snow College is to find ways in which we can reach different kinds of learners. Not all learners are the same, right? An 18 to 21-year-old student will have a different set of learning needs than, say, an adult, right, that has had some college, no degree, which might be different than a student coming out of high school that doesn't see themselves as a college goer per se, but would be interested in, you know, a short-term certificate, something that's job ready. We also know that more and more learners are more comfortable with online, so to be able to offer offerings that where people might be geographically located or geographically sort of place-bound, to be able to get a Snow College education in front of them is also important. So really kind of the strategy is to try and diversify Snow College's offerings to meet the specific needs of each and every learner. One aspect I'm very proud of, our international student office, our Center for Global Engagement, we have well over 200 international students now, and that grew from about 130 students, you know, 2 years ago, and that, you know, international students really add a terrific dimension to the experience of our students here. And so we hope to be able to continue to grow our international enrollment, as well as, you know, all other aspects of Snow College set of offerings.
Oh, terrific. Another thing that's always been impressive is kind of is just the commitment that you guys have to the local community. What updates do you have for us on those? I know you've strengthened that K-16 Alliance, and that's been something that's been really highlighted as of late. What can you tell us about that?
You know, the K-16 Alliance, this is one thing that I think Snow College has always been known for, is its responsiveness to local issues and needs. So our relationships with our superintendents, which, you know, the K-16 Alliance is all of our superintendents in the 6-county region, as well as administrators from Snow College, to look at how we can create greater seamless pathways from students from high school into higher education. We speak a lot about concurrent enrollment. Concurrent enrollment that your audience might recognize, where this gives an opportunity for high school students to also take on college credit, thus shortening their time in college. And Snow College is a very big player in that. But we also are reaching out to our local business owners as we develop these technical programs. We want to make sure that our curriculum is up to standards so that we're preparing students the best we can so they can emerge quite seamlessly into the workforce. So to be able to have our advisory groups be informed by our business leaders is crucially important. We also take the economic development part of our mission very seriously. Snow College, and I personally feel that rural communities and rural people often have a degree of difficulty in making things happen for themselves than along the Wasatch Front. So we are sort of reaching out to find ways in which we can get greater grants, creating more programs that, to the extent possible, to be able to keep our students here in their rural communities where they want to be. And so working with our economic development directors of the counties, the mayors, city councils, these are all really important voices because we've got to band together, all right? I think we just have to work better together in rural Utah, because we just often don't have a loud enough voice at the state level to get resources here and to make things happen. But I'm very proud of our community. I love this community, and community broadly speaking, the whole 6 counties, and the support that we feel at Snow College for trying to be a team member in elevating life here in Central Utah.
Oh, terrific. Any final thoughts from you, President Cook, before we send you on your way? You got a lot on your plate as the legislation wraps up this week. So what final thoughts do you have for our audience this morning?
Well, I just continue to sort of reiterate the message that higher education matters. And when it comes to our young people, or even mid-career professionals, continue getting education, whether it's Snow College or elsewhere. It will matter, and it will matter to really economically to your families. But I think, you know, we need to always have learning as a part of our part of our life, and so encourage young people to go to college. We take affordability very seriously at Snow College. We continue to be the most affordable option in the state of Utah, and we want to make sure continues to be the case. But there are lots of ways in which your education can be paid for. We unfortunately leave a lot of money on the table from federal Pell Grants. Only about 20 to 25% of our students actually get Pell Grants when really almost all of them would be eligible. And now those full Pell Grants more than cover tuition. So continue to look in ways in which we can offset the economic pinch, but it is worth the investment. And so I hope that I hope Snow College becomes your institution of first choice when it comes to those kinds of decisions.
Well, President, we appreciate you for hopping on with us. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. You've got a great radio voice. You could take my place and be seamless. I don't know if that would be the case if I took your spot. But
no, you're in a completely different league. I can't stand to hear myself that nasally.
That's voice. A good sign. That usually means you're good if you can't stand to hear yourself. So, well, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and wish you the best of luck as the session wraps up this week.
Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate it.
That is Snow College President Brad Cook joining us on Table Talk this morning.